Can you just tell us what these numbers really mean?
Well, in regard to marijuana, we did a series of questions on some of the issues that the legislature is dealing with over these last couple of weeks of session to see where voters were at on them. And so we asked a series of five questions where we asked voters, do you support or do you oppose? And on this question, it was, do you support or oppose legalizing the recreational use of marijuana? And what we found is that 55% of New Yorkers support legalizing recreational use of marijuana, 40% oppose. Now, Sienna has asked about this many times over the last several years. And every time we've asked the question, support has been between 52 and 56%. So there's not a lot of variation. It's not an overwhelming support, but it is strong support for legalizing. Now, when we look behind the numbers a little bit, what we see are some interesting breakdowns. Democrats and independents strongly support legalization. Republicans oppose it. Young voters, those voters under 35, well, three quarters of them support it. Older voters, voters 55 and older, they oppose legalization by a 54 to 42% margin. And interestingly, I think this is a little bit counterintuitive to what many people might believe. Support in New York City, 52%. Support in the downstate suburbs, 55%. Support upstate, 59%. So there's actually more support for legalizing marijuana in upstate than there is in downstate.
Is it possible to give us the breakdown on the support for the driver's license for immigrants as well?
Absolutely. On the issue of whether New Yorkers support or oppose allowing undocumented immigrants to get a New York State driver's license, there is opposition. 53% of New Yorkers oppose this idea, 41% support it. Democrats support it, Republicans oppose it. Independents on this question, unlike the marijuana question, side with Republicans. They are opposed. Support is break-even down in New York City, but there is widespread opposition among upstate voters.
And you kind of touched on it, but I wanted to know if either poll surprised you.
I tend not to be surprised because I tend to be wrong when I predict where the voters are going to be before we do the polling. But no, on these two issues, I was certainly not surprised. As I said, on marijuana, we have found consistent results over a few years on that question. In terms of the driver's license question, when we asked it back in March, the opposition was even significantly stronger. Back in March, it was opposed by 61% and supported by 34%, so it was 27 points underwater. Today, it's still opposed, but it's 53-41, only 12 points underwater. So opposition has shrunk a little bit. Support has picked up a little bit, but overall, New Yorkers still oppose it.
Thank you so much, Steve, for taking the time out your day to really explain what these numbers mean.
My pleasure. You too.